Hello, and welcome to the Faith Fighter Podcast, number one. We live in a world where when I look around and I watch the news and I look on social media, I believe we are in a huge spiritual battle. I believe we are in a battle for the soul of America. I remember when the 2020 election was going on, and now President Biden, at that time was candidate Biden, had a slogan that said, fighting for the soul of America. And I'm afraid a lot of people don't realize how true that was. Because I believe that they are not fighting for the Christian principles in America, but they are fighting for the principles that Satan wants to be in America. I believe what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, is so real today. He said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Folks, we have spiritual wickedness in high places. There is no doubt that some of the powers that are resting in Washington are led by the spiritual powers of darkness. And I believe that we as God's people, we have to fight for the faith. We have to stand strong. We can't back down. We can't say, well, we'll just be quiet. We'll just go home and pray about it. We need to be praying. That is no doubt. But we need to be letting our voices be heard. We need to be letting the world know what the truth is. Yes, you're going to get made fun of. Yes, you're going to get cut down. Yes, you're going to get destroyed at times in arguments. But folks, if we don't take a stand and we don't let our voice be heard, then the spiritual darkness is going to win the battles that we are trying to fight. I know without a doubt that we are going to win the war. I know without a doubt that in the end, God wins. But folks, I have children. Some of you that are listening have children who are going to grow up in this world if the Lord does not come before then when we are gone. And the question that we need to ask ourselves is, what world do we want our children to grow up in? Do we want our children to grow up in the world where homosexuality is even more rampant than it is today, where drugs and alcohol are destroying more families than they are today? Do we want our kids to grow up in a world where everybody wants something free and nobody's willing to work? Do we want our kids to grow up in an America where it is not okay to talk about God? Do we want our kids to grow up in America where they can't go to church in public, where they have to meet silently and quietly and secretly like they are in China right now? That's what we have to ask ourselves. Because if our world and our United States keeps going on the path that it's going now, it could get to a point where we need to worship in secret. And I don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see the America that I love become a nation where we can't serve God because it's against the law. But if we don't stand up, if we don't fight for the faith, then what's going to happen is we are going to see a world, we are going to see a United States of America where it is illegal to read the Bible, where it is illegal to preach the gospel. If it was up to some people in Washington, they would censor what we say in our churches right now. They would. Why? Because they don't want the truth to be heard. We have the truth. We have the absolute truth. We have a truth that man needs. And if we are going to save our nation, if we are going to see 10 years from now, a land of the free and the home of the brave, then we have got to be the brave women and men of God. that are willing to stand up and say, we won't bow down to the wickedness in high places. Paul tells us in Ephesians 6:11 that we need to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We have to be prepared every day to fight. It's not a one-time thing. I can't put on the armor of God today and expect for it to last all week. I've got to put it on daily. And I've got to be prepared daily every time I leave my house. I need to be prepared to defend the faith. That's why I'm starting this podcast, is because we need to be faith fighters. We need to be men and women of God who stand up and fight for the faith. My grandfather didn't preach for many, many years for me to stop fighting now. My dad hasn't preached for many, many years for me to stop fighting now. And folks, I am not going to stop fighting now. Now is when we've got to fight harder. Now is when we've got to put our best foot forward. Now is when we got to say we are tired of the world pushing us aside. Now is the time that we've got to say we are ready and we are willing to fight for what is right. Are you with me? Are you listening to what I'm saying? We have to take hold of the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, and we have to go into battle. We have to be prepared. And that means we actually have to study our Bible at home. We can't rely on our pastor to give us enough on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, if you even go that much. Some of you may go just Sunday morning, but that's a whole nother subject. We can't depend on our pastor. My church can't depend upon me to give them enough three times a week to be able to fight the battles that they're going to fight. We have to study the Word of God at home. We have to be ready every time we wake up to fight a battle. Are you ready? Could you fight a battle today? Can you fight a battle tomorrow? Are you prepared for what the devil and his demons might throw at you? Sometimes I have to say we're not prepared. We're not ready. But we better get there. We better get there fast. Thank you for taking time to listen to Faith Fighter Podcast. I'm going to try to make them under 20 minutes long, so it won't take you long to listen to it. This one was actually under 10 minutes. But we have to fight for the faith. We have to fight for what is right. Go out and fight.